You're listening to Rock of Ages, playing the best rock from the 70s through today on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Dangerous type.
91.5 FM. WMFO with the Wallflowers, featuring Jacob Dylan, Bob's son. They were very successful with that album and that song in the mid-1990s. And in fact, in 1998, that was the Grammy-winning song for Rock Record of the Year. And then they did what could probably best be described as a catastrophic career move. They waited 4 years before they released their next studio album. And although they had some good radio hits and some decent-selling albums in the late 90s and early 2000s, they never quite reached the level of success as they did with that LP and that song, One Headlight. Before that, we heard The Cars and The Dangerous Type from the Candio album. That's the second Cars LP. The Cars, of course, got enormously popular by playing the clubs in and around Boston, particularly Cambridge, in the mid-70s when they were discovered by radio station WBCN. Got some airplay, got a record deal, and then they were just off to the races. They were one of the biggest bands of the late 70s and early 80s, and really one of the first to ride the wave of MTV. They made a lot of very popular music videos in the early days of MTV as well. Anyway, this is Ron LaRusso with you. Thanks so much for joining me on Rock of Ages. This is a show where we play the best rock from all eras. If the album rock station that many of us grew up listening to was still around today, this is what it would sound like. I would like to mention that this show is not live on the air right now. I'm actually pre-recording this show as part of the Tufts University social distancing policies in response to COVID-19. So we were not on the air here for a while at all, just really running automation. Now we're fortunate that we can broadcast again, but we're playing pre-recorded shows. So I am actually sitting in my bedroom looking out the window and enjoying giving you the best rock here on Rock of Ages. So we'll get back to the music. 91.5 FM. These are the Counting Crows.
When I think of heaven, it's never me in a black winged bird. I think of flying down and you'll see your pins and feathers and all of the instruments of faith and
myself a real good time. I feel alive.
That song is like a sprint. It starts and just keeps on going in a straight line, full of energy. That is Queen at 91.5 WMFO. Queen probably as popular today as they were in the 70s and 80s. Their lead singer is now former American Idol contestant Adam Lambert. He's great. I mean, he does the old stuff, sounding just like Freddie Mercury. And they've also been able to create some new music, too. So Queen is really thriving. They had the movie last year, Bohemian Rhapsody. They are going strong in 2020, some 40 years after they formed. And before that, we heard Counting Crows and Rain King. This is Ron LaRusso with you. Thank you for listening to Rock of Ages here at 91.5 WMFO.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
You're listening to Rock of Ages at 91.5 WMFO.
Everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a loving.
You're listening to the best rock from the 70s through today at 91.5 WMFO. The Moody Blues, 91.5 WMFO. Before that, Oasis, little mini British invasion there. And Journey here on the top, on Rock of Ages at WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. People have asked me to describe the format of this show. And it's really hard to do. Obviously, if you listen for a while, you'll figure it out. But I think the best thing to do is explain to you how I came up with it. And so I grew up with the album rock of the 1970s and 80s, so here in Boston, that would be listening to stations like WBCN. And then somewhere around the early 90s, I think, those stations, they kind of morphed, and either they went to classic rock, which means they stopped playing anything new or interesting, or they went to alternative rock like BCN did, and they stopped, they completely disavowed their classic rock roots. So they were two very different streams. I'd like to bring those two things back together. I'd also like to add on top of that the kind of the pop rock of the early 2000s and really right up till today. Now, those stations are basically gone. There's no such thing as a real album rock station anymore. But what I'm trying to do is bring all those elements together and play music, create a station that sounds like if those album rock stations that I grew up listening to, and maybe you did too, still were around today. So that's what the theory is of this show. And the name is a little problematic, right? Rock of Ages sounds like a 1980s hair metal name, and I definitely don't, and it also sounds like a classic rock name. I don't want that either. So I may think about renaming this, but I can guarantee one thing, and that is every song you hear will be a good one. And that's the goal here, 91.5 WMFO. So we'll call it Rock of Ages for now. We'll figure something out a little bit better down the road. And here we go.
People, people, people talking about love.
You're listening to the best rock from the 70s through today at 91.5 WMFO.
I've been wasting my time.
WMFO. That's a band called Zebra from their 1983 self-titled album. Zebra was a lot like the Cars we discussed earlier. They became popular by playing local clubs, in the case of Zebra, in the New York area and New Orleans. They had huge club followings in those two markets, caught the attention of a radio station, WBAB, in New York, and then were signed to a record deal. They put out that album, and it was, I don't want to say it was a disappointment to fans, but it was produced, very highly produced, in an early 80s style that was a little different than the rabid fans were used to hearing. And so it's a great album, and it does stand up over time, but wasn't quite as popular or successful, certainly not anywhere near the success of the Cars. And before that, we heard Blue Oyster Cult and Van Halen. And I realize that that does sound a little classic rocky. Before that set, I talked to you about the format of the show and how I'm trying to avoid sounding like classic rock, but One of the consequences of us doing these broadcasts remotely is that we don't have access to the vast WMFO music library. So we're left to fend for ourselves musically, and I am doing my best to gather up some better, great, more current music, but we'll do the best we can with what we have for now. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small. They support military families, they help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So be a hero, donate today, visit the Red Cross at redcross.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. A public service announcement from WMFO. Back to the music here, 91.5 FM.
Thank you. where the sound meets the shore. There's a long distance loneliness rolling out over the desert floor. And the
WMFO, that is Jackson Browne from The Pretender. And that is the song that he used to open up his arena concerts with back when he was promoting the Pretender album. I saw that show. And also we heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers here at 91.5 WMFO. You're listening to Rock of Ages, soon to be retitled, probably, with Ron LaRussa. Thank you so much. That's just about the end of my hour. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to invite you to join me again next week at the same time, where we play the best rock from the 70s right through today, and I give you observations from my bedroom window as we are broadcasting on tape delay here in response to COVID-19. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, and we'll catch you again next week at this time.